News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. Hour number two of the program kicking off here this morning with Behind the Badge. Of course, we go Behind the Badge with the City of Fond du Lac Police Department around this time every Friday morning. And as he has been for the last month or so, still stepping in for us, is Officer Steve Olson. It's great to have Steve on the show each week, and we welcome him in once again. Steve, happy Friday. How are you today?
I'm well, Spencer. How are you?
We're doing well. It's the end of the week. It's almost the end of the month, too. January has flown by.
It is flying by. I can't believe it. I was just saying to my daughter the other day when I was driving her to school, she has a birthday in May. Well, both of my kids do, actually. And I said, I can't believe you're going to be 15. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's flying. I also saw earlier this week, because I was borrowing the computer in his office, but the one and only now Lieutenant Foster, and we got to catch up a little bit. He sends his hellos to everyone, and just want everybody to know he misses you all and is very much, though, enjoying his new position within our agency. So he's very busy between a couple different shifts, second shift and night shift. And what I saw the other day, he was working day shift, so he's like...
Wow.
He's getting the full experience, everything, but he's doing well.
Here's your new job. Work every shift for us.
Yeah, I think that's all part of the training, but he's pretty happy. So he did want me to send, though, his warmest regards to everyone. So.
We certainly miss him, but like I said before, we're glad you're stepping in, just like old times here on the show. So it's good to have you back for another week. And speaking of working in policing, we're going to talk about this week, Steve, the process to become a police officer, and kind of go over, I guess, some of the requirements, and then look at, you know, the process that people go through to work in the field of law enforcement. So I don't know where you want to begin. Let's start with some of those requirements for folks out there that might be listening, that might have a son, daughter, grandson, niece, nephew, whatever it may be, that wanted to get into law enforcement. What do they need to know to start off?
Yeah, let's get started. So the state of Wisconsin has some minimum requirements for anyone that wants to become a police officer. And those requirements are you must have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. You must be 18 years of age or older, have U.S. citizenship. You need a two-year associate's degree from a Wisconsin technical college system or the equivalent of accredited credits from, in a non-Wisconsin school, I guess we could say. You need to have a valid Wisconsin driver's license because you must be able to drive that squad car around. No felony convictions on your record or any misdemeanor crimes that involve domestic violence. You must submit your fingerprints for a fingerprint check. You must undergo a background investigation. The state does require you to be in good physical, emotional, and mental condition. You must undergo a physical assessment, pass an oral interview with the agency that wants to hire you, and then submit to a drug test. So those are the minimum requirements, the basic minimum that you must possess in order to become a police officer. And then each municipality, whether it's a village, a city, a county, it doesn't matter. They can have additional requirements, but those are the ones that they you must have per the state of Wisconsin.
It's much more than just sending your resume in on Indeed and hoping for the best, right?
Oh, my goodness. So 25 years ago, when I became a police officer, there was about 2 years prior to that I spent in the process, and that's kind of the best word for it. It's a process to become a police officer. I had applied numerous agencies all throughout the state, it's a process that starts like most jobs with a job announcement, and you turn in your application. With trying to become a police officer, you turn in an application packet. So an application and then all kinds of other materials. And, once you turn that in and that's looked at, you receive a letter that, hey, you've made it to the next step. And the next step in becoming a police officer is you take a written test. Some departments have their own written test. Most, however, use the state of Wisconsin's, we'll just call it a generic test. It's one most agencies use. So you would report to the agency that you're trying to get hired with. You sit down and take this quite in-depth, multi-question written test that takes a couple hours or so. And then you wait. You go home and you patiently wait to hopefully receive another letter in the mail that says you successfully passed that written test and acquired a score high enough to get you to the next round, because you could pass the test, but if, you know, depending how many people have applied, maybe that agency's cutoff, even though you had a passing score, wasn't high enough to get you to the next step. So, and it might take, you know, weeks, months in that time frame. But let's say you were successful, Spencer. You aced the test, which I'm sure you would do. You would then make it to the next step in the process, which for our agency is an assessment center. Mm. The assessment center is kind of a day-long deal where you come to the police department along with other candidates, and you then go through a series of interactive exercises. And they can be anything from, you know, you'll do an impromptu speech, you'll be part of a deductive reasoning exercise, which it has always been fascinating for me to watch. What we do is we give the individuals a big envelope, and there's a bunch of various clues inside of that. And then from everything that's in that envelope, the candidate has to, you know, they have to determine what's useful, what's maybe not useful, and then determine what's going on with that person's life, and then possibly have to write a report on it, or you know, give an explanation of it. Then there's a group interaction where we see how the individual works, you know, in a group to problem solve on a certain problem. And some of those problems we're able to actually use real maybe situations that or trouble spots we're experiencing in our own city, and we give that as here's the issue going on. How are you guys going to, you know, solve it? So they work in a group. There's a, like I said, there is a report writing exercise to, you know, see someone's, you know, grammar skills and how they organize their thoughts. There's a panel interview, which is consists of some police officers, but oftentimes citizens from our community, so that they can, you know, help us in evaluating our potential future employees. And then there's always a scenario where they have to interact with a citizen. They have to take a complaint and see if they can, you know, handle that correctly, and then do a report on that. So generally a day-long thing, pretty stressful. I remember to this day the first assessment center that I went through, and there were times where I was sweating and times where I thought I totally bombed that. But obviously didn't do too bad, because I was able to make it to the next step in the hiring process, which is you get invited back for another oral board interview, and then ultimately ends with the interview with the chief. And you then, if you make the list, there's a couple other things you may do, physical agility test to test your, you know, your overall physical condition, or a medical exam to do the same thing. Some agencies do polygraph tests, and we don't, but some employ a polygraph test. And then, of course, there always is kind of the final thing is a psychological exam to make sure that the person is fit psychologically for a job in law enforcement. And that's an interesting one all in of itself. I remember that pretty vividly also. And then let's say you make it through all of that, which can take months. We really do our best here, because hiring, you know, qualified individuals that fit our vision and our mission for the city of Fond du Lac, you know, we're the people that are applying with us more than likely are applying with other agencies too. And so there's competition to, you know, to get, you know, the person that really fits your department. So we try to streamline our hiring process so it goes as quickly as possible so that we don't lose out on, you know, qualified individuals to other agencies. But after, let's say you make it all the way through, you get your conditional offer, you've passed your psychological exam, well, then there's the background investigation that really digs deep into, you know, every aspect of your life from childhood, teen years, you know, young adult until where you are now. And one of the things I used to do for our department was I used to do background investigations, and I always enjoyed doing them because you really got a really great, I will call it, you know, really snap, more than just a snapshot of who this person is today, but it's who were they, you know, 10, you know, 5, 10, 15, maybe even 20 years ago. So we look, you know, real in-depth to see really, because we want to know what kind of person are you. Are you the person that is sitting in front of the panel right now, or, you know, how have you kind of, we'll say, evolved into the person you are today? So mm-hmm. to try to make sure we're hiring the best, most qualified, and really most importantly, a person that does fit our department's vision and mission. So that is the process kind of in a nutshell mm-hmm. there. It's like none other. I mean, I've had other jobs than working as a police officer, and I can tell you that these are the most stressful. But we do it every step has a you know, there's a meaning behind it, and again, we're trying to get we want a certain, you know, a person that we're looking for has certain qualities to be able to handle the job that police officers have to do, and, you know, especially in today's day and age. So I would just encourage anyone listening, if you know someone that is, you know, wanting to become a police officer, they're looking for a job, if you think they embody what our department, you know, is looking for, you know, please have them, you know, get in touch with our agency or the city, and they can go to our website, FDL Police, and download all the, you know, application packets from right there. And we're always looking for the next superstars. So
yeah, well, I made the joke about Indeed earlier, but like you said, Steve, that process is designed to be you know, that lengthy for a reason, because you have to make sure that the person is a right fit, and a right fit for not just the department, but working in law enforcement in general too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Steve, anything else this week you wanted to highlight?
No, I think we're good. Again, just I know it's been cold and the water's been making ice, but I thought since last week's show we talked about ice conditions, and then unfortunately there was that a vehicle went through, and just remember, no mm-hmm. ice is safe, so be careful when you're out there.
Very good. Steve, thanks as always. We'll talk next week.
Take care.